Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned the Pehei of Masecht Pesachim. The topics we will learn about include: the daf begins with a machlokes amiram whether the issa to break bones of a korban Pesach applies even when there is no kezayis of meat at the place where the person breaks the bone, and asks two questions on Rish Lakish, who holds the issa would not apply. The Gemara then asks whether touching a korban Pesach that left the borders of Yerushalayim makes a person's hands tummy, as touching pigul or noiser makes the hands tummy. Ultimately, the Gemara reformulates the question to be talking about other kachim aside from Korban Pesach and doesn't give a conclusive answer. Just before the Mishnah, the Gemara gives some details about the Isser of removing a Korban Pesach from one group and bringing it to another group. The Mishnah on Amud Beis teaches the halacha of Karbanis that went beyond their boundaries and defines where in the doorway the boundary is considered to have ended. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about in today's daf include pigul. When a kohen does one of the avodas of the carbon, having in mind to eat it beyond its time, the carbon becomes pigul, which invalidates the carbon, and it's an issur karis to eat it. Tumas satarim. When tuma is in a totally concealed place, it cannot be transmitted. B'nei chabura zrizenheim. We assume that people registered on the carbon Pesach are going to be very careful to remind each other to make sure none of it is taken outside of Yerushalayim. Akira v'hanocha. In Hilchos Shabbos, one only violates the malacha of Itzah if he picks up the object in one domain, Akira, and places it down in another domain, Hanocha.